I have eight people in the studio, one musical instrument, and eight voices. If I did my auditing correctly, and they are going to be singing for you, let me introduce to you the Gold Tones Choir.
I've been trying to do it right. I've been living a lonely life. I've been sleeping here instead. I've been sleeping in my bed. Sleeping in my bed. So show me family. All the blood that I would bleed. I don't know where I belong. I don't know where I went wrong, but I can write a song.
Two, three, I belong with you. You belong with me, you're my sweetheart. I belong with you. You belong with me, you're my sweet.
I don't think you're right for him. Think of what it might have been if you took a bus to Chinatown. I'd be standing on canal in Bowery. She'd be standing next to me.
Two, three. I belong with you. You belong with me. You're my sweetheart.
Gold Tones Choir. Tell me about that arrangement, Megan.
The Oh Hey by the Lumineers, when we started the Gold Tones back in July, I was fiddling with a few songs that I knew that I liked and that I knew that I could play on guitar and sing well, and I threw it together, and it's funny because my senior year of high school, I actually did a mashup of this song and Fix You by Coldplay, and I just stole Oh Hey and figured out the whole song, and when I brought it to the group, they loved it, and it's been history ever since.
That is the voice of Megan Pennington, who is the director of the Gold Tones Choir. And how long? 7 months, you just said, right?
Yeah, it's been since July 15th of last year we were together, so it's almost a year.
And how did you collect all these people?
I apologize. My guitar strap just broke.
That's all right.
Did I gather together the Gold Tones Choir?
Is your guitar okay?
My guitar's fine. Russell's great. I was a senior in high school when Allie came to me and said, I want to do charity, and I don't know how. Can you help me? And since I was in the audition-only choir group at Shaler, I said, well, the best thing that I know is music. So we put together a couple singers, and we sang down at Millville's Holy Spirit Church and raised some money for the Children's Hospital. Thank you. And when we were done with that, everybody wanted to continue doing the same thing we did there. So I held auditions at my mom's house, and we used my mom's living room until we got the spot at the Glenshaw Alliance Church on Mount Royal Boulevard. And, you know, just you want to join, come in, audition, and let me hear how you sound. And as long as you get along with everybody, we'll bring you in.
That's incredible. And are you in college now?
I go to CCAC, and my major just actually changed to music education. So I'll be teaching in a high school one day.
Terrific. And Allie did the solo on that song.
Yes, she was fantastic.
And come forward here. Tell me, so you approached Megan basically about how to do something for charity. What prompted you to want to do that?
I've always had big ambitions, and I've never been able to realize them. And Megan always has her act together. She knows what to do.
Except for that guitar strap thing.
Things happen.
Yeah.
Life happens.
Actually, I just said that to lighten the mood. Everything's fine. But,
Russell's fine. Russell's not broken.
Great. Yeah. Oh, Russell's the guitar.
Yes,
okay.
Russell's the guitar.
I was wondering about that.
We're very fond of Russell.
Yeah. So tell me about yourself, Allie. Are you out of school now?
Yeah, I just graduated this year from Shaler High School.
Congratulations.
So, thank you.
Any plans for the fall?
I am going to Slippery Rock University to major in creative writing.
Terrific. They have an exceptional music program there, too. So you probably already know that. But
yeah, did my research.
Yeah, you might be able to spend some time doing that. Why creative writing?
I've always been a writer. I came on this program actually last year.
Yeah, with Mr. Shannon.
Yeah,
right. Yeah,
I was in there and I was nervous, but and
I remember your writing very well. You did a great job.
Thanks.
I really do. Terrific. Any shout outs to anybody while we have you in front of the mic?
I think my mom's listening. So hi, Mom.
Of course she is. I'd like to just meet the person right behind you. We're going to meet sort of a little bit in between songs. What's your name?
My name is January Urso.
And tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, first I think I could probably start with how I kind of got into the group, maybe.
Yeah, please.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Just one day I was just doing just normal stuff. I was just like watching TV or something, and I get a text from Megan, and she's like, would you possibly want to be in a singing group with me? And I'm like, yes, because I really, really like to sing. So she did auditions, and I got in, and kind of like, I mean, I'm aware that like I'm able to sing and everything, but I don't really think highly of myself or whatever that much. I don't know.
He's great. Don't listen to him.
Yeah.
Shut up, Dan.
Are you also, does everybody have a Shaler connection more or less?
All but one.
Just like Allie, I also just graduated from Shaler High School.
So it sounds like Megan's a real connector here. She was able to bring you all together. Mm-hmm. And what are you doing in the fall?
You mean like after this?
Yeah. I mean in September. Do you have plans for college or?
Probably a technical school. I don't know the specifics yet, but I'm going to look out there.
Excellent. You sound great. I have to say I've never met anybody named January. Forgive me for saying that. I only know of one other. You probably do too. The actress, the Mad Men actress that plays Betty Draper, right? Is her name is January? Were you born in January?
I was actually born in February.
What's going on with that? Yeah,
I've heard it all my life.
I'm sure you have. And with a last name like Berger, I've heard a lot of things too. But do you want to say hello to anybody, such as those who gave you that name, or anybody else?
Well, I hope my parents were able to find the like radio station, because I told them exactly what it was, but who knows.
I'm sure they did fine. They're good with old technology like radio. I meant that
not
in
so
the
nice technology though.
I meant that in the nicest way possible.
Sorry, Mom.
You sound great, and thank you for being here. Megan, why don't we have you do another song? Put Russell back to work here.
Sure. This one actually is going to be a cappella, unwritten by Natasha Benningfield, with solos by Lexi Cerny and Dan McKenzie. Oh, I'm sorry, not Dan McKenzie. Carrie Butchkowski. I'm thinking the wrong song. Sorry.
And these, by the way, this is the Gold Tones Choir.
I am unwritten, can't change my mind, I'm undefined. I'm just beginning, the pen's in my hand, ending unplanned.
Staring at the
the blank page before you. Open up the dirty window. Let the sun illuminate the words that you cannot find. Reaching for something in the distance. So close you can almost taste it. Release your inhibitions. Feel the rain on your skin. No one else can feel it for you. Only you can let it in. No one else. No one else can speak the words on your lips. Treat yourself with words unspoken. Live your life with arms wide open. Today is where your book begins.
The rest is still unwritten.
Bottom, 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 bottom,
bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom,
bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom, bottom.
Wow, you guys are blowing me away.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Gold Tones Choir, and what's significant, I mean, you're not, this is not a school choir, this is not a church choir, this is a pickup group.
This is just a bunch of scrubs who want to sing together.
And Megan is directing incredibly well. I can see why music education is something that you decided on. And you all just sound great. Let's talk to the two soloists, if I can get you up to the microphone just so we can meet you. Just tell me your name and a little bit about yourself. I just want to be sure we talk to everybody.
I'm Lexi Cerny. I'm 13. I don't know what to say.
Oh, no.
I'm not nervous.
It's hard for me to tell everybody's ages because you're all dressed alike and you're all singing so well. So you're heading into ninth grade?
Yes.
And also Chaylor School District. So this is a big year. You're going to be in high school.
Yep, first year in high school.
And that's have they helped you with transitioning at all? Like,
yeah, I mean, they've given me some tips. They're just saying it's not that hard. I mean, Harry is still in the high school. Bobby's going into the high school with me, so they're going to help me out a little bit.
Oh, that's cool to already have friends. Do you play any instruments or do anything else musically?
I play piano, and I'm also going into women's choir with Harry.
Oh, that's terrific. Anybody you'd like to say hello to?
I'd like to say hi to my mom, my dad, my little brother Cam, and my grandma, Nina.
Great. Well, it's nice to meet you. And we're going to say hello to Carrie next. Carrie was also a soloist on that last number. Hello.
Hi.
And you are returning to what grade?
I'm going to be a junior next year.
And any thoughts for what you might want to do after school?
I've been thinking of different things. It's like between music and like international relations with foreign affairs. So
yeah, there's so many things you can do. What got you interested in singing?
I've been singing since I was really little, and I'm in the auditioning group at Chaylor High School, the Chaylor Area Women's Choir. Lexi auditioned, and she's going to be in there with me next year, so
terrific.
That's exciting.
Do you want to say hello to anybody?
I like to say hello to my parents, my little brother, and my older brothers, and my boyfriend. So
great. What's his name?
Cooper.
Hi, Cooper.
Hi, Cooper.
Hello, Cooper. You think Cooper's listening? It better be, huh?
I told him so.
Well, you sounded great.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. What's next, Megan?
Our next piece is It's Time, originally done by Imagine Dragons. This is an all a cappella piece as well with hand percussion. And our soloists this time are Lexi Cerny and Dan McKenzie. This time, Dan is actually singing.
Thank you.
So this is what you meant when you said that you would spend. And now it's time to build from the bottom of the pit right to the top. Don't look back. Packing my bags and giving the Academy a rating check. And I don't ever want to let you down. And I don't ever want to leave this town. 'Cause after all, this city never sleeps tonight.
It's time to begin, isn't it? I get a little bit bigger, but then I'll admit I'm just the same as I was. Now don't you understand that I'm never changing who I am?
So this is where you fell, and I am left to sell. The path to heaven runs through miles of crowded hell right to the top. Don't hold back. Packing my bags and giving the commodities a rain check. I don't ever want to let you down. I don't ever want to leave this town. 'Cause after all, the city never sleeps tonight.
It's time to begin, isn't it? I get a little bit bigger, but then I'll admit I'm just the same as I was. Now don't you understand that I'm never changing who I am? It's time to begin, isn't it? I get a little bit bigger, but then I'll admit I'm just the same as I was. Now don't you understand changing who I am.
This road never looks so lonely. This house doesn't burn down slowly to ashes, to ashes.
It's time to begin, isn't it? I get a little bit bigger, but then I'll admit I'm just the same as I was. Now don't you understand that I'm never changing who I am? It's time to begin, isn't it? I get a little bit bigger, but then I'll admit I'm just the same as I was. Now don't you understand that I'm never changing who I am?
Whew, the Gold Tones Choir at the Saturday Light Brigade, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square in the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh Saturday mornings. Let's meet the soloists we haven't met. We met Lexi before, and don't tell me, it's Dan McKenzie, right?
Yes.
And tell me about yourself. Now you can tell me.
I'm Dan McKenzie, 20 years old, graduated from Shaler High School 2012. I got my start here because me and Megan actually performed for the talent show at Shaler High School. We performed Hero of War by Rise Against. We wrote our own harmonies to it and everything. She played piano and sang. I played guitar and sang.
And, you know, I can half see the cartoon character you're wearing. at first I thought it was Yosemite Sam, but it's not. Who is that? Who is that?
That's a creeper from Minecraft.
Ah, okay.
Yes.
You know, the glare from the lights, I like the shape of it looked like Yosemite Sam, but yes.
I kind of see what you mean.
I like it. I like it. It's very nice.
Thank you.
So what are you doing with your life these days?
I've been working since I was out of high school. I plan to go to Duquesne, major in mathematics and minor in music. Haven't really gotten around to it for financial issues. Aside from that, my parents don't drive. I haven't gotten my license yet. I'm still working on that, doing that this summer.
You know, I've told this story a lot. My mom never drove. And I remember the first time as a kid that I met a woman who drove, I thought she was like from another planet. I just didn't think women, you know, mommies didn't drive.
I mean, that's how I feel about Megan. She drives. I feel like she buses me around everywhere.
Yeah, Dan. Yeah, I need a minivan to drive everybody around.
Yeah,
so
seriously.
I don't have to squeeze.
Actually,
eventually, we're going to be clown carring. We're going to have more people.
Yeah.
Yeah, even with just one driver in our family, just with my dad driving, we all got our licenses late. You know, it's tough just with one. Anybody you want to say hello to?
I don't know if anybody's really listening, but
I'd like
to give a shout out to my mother and my father. I mean, if it weren't for my dad, I wouldn't have realized that. I know. I wouldn't have realized that I wanted to be a musician. My father was a guitarist and a singer in his band. My grandfather actually had a radio show before he passed. I don't know if anybody knows. Frederick McKenzie, he had some sort of radio show. He was considered
I know your
the encyclopedia
grandfather.
Of rock and roll.
I know your grandfather, Mac. I know
yes.
him very well. He passed away a few years ago,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, about two years ago.
I actually will show you a picture of him later. I don't know if you were aware, there was a picture of him in the Post-Gazette just a couple days ago.
Really?
Yes, there was.
Oh, wow.
I'm glad that came up. Anybody else to say hello to?
A couple other. I like to give a shout out to all my buddies, Sam, Steve, Henry. Yeah, they're fun. Best friends with them for a long time. Hope it doesn't change. And last but not least, most important, Brittany, my girlfriend.
Is that who Megan was kind of swooning?
Yeah.
Or giving
she was
you
like, you got to give a shout out to Brittany. Yeah.
Yeah, it was interesting. She'd be a good partner in, a charades game or a
I would rock
Pictionary.
Charades, let's be honest here.
Yeah. That's because you're getting all this body motion and hand motion cueing us and everything. You just learn things.
My energy's up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I didn't even eat breakfast.
That's something. Okay, so Brittany and Cooper are listening. We know that. So,
I hope so.
Must be nice.
Thanks. Let's. Who else? Let's meet you. We haven't met everybody yet. It's now where I get to kind of guess who this might be.
Let's see how good.
I'm gonna guess that you're Justin.
No, actually, Justin couldn't make it today.
Oh, uh-huh, you're giving
Sorry.
Me. You're tricking me. Ken.
Sorry.
Not Ken. Bobby.
Co-director.
It is Bobby?
No.
No?
My name is Lucas Rosado. I'm co-director.
You're not on my list here.
That's
what?
Because that's an old list.
Aha! Well, that's okay.
I'm sorry.
That's all right, Lucas. And tell me about yourself.
Well, as I said, my name is Lucas Rosado. I'm 26 years old, originally from Miami, Florida. I moved up here just, to get away from that whole hustle and bustle of this down south city life. And I actually wound up meeting Meg through a mutual friend of ours. And he lauded me up, said this guy could sing like God knows what. And so I just sang a quick little song. I think it was a Phantom of the Opera.
Yeah, it was Phantom of the Opera.
I busted out with. And that was it. Next thing I knew,
I
I'm part of the
love.
Group. I wound up becoming co-director. I get to drag these little monsters everywhere, and we perform and have fun.
You're the old man of the group, right?
Yep, I'm the eldest.
I was going to say, you're the outlier.
And yet I don't look.
No, you don't look like the eldest at all. That's all that Miami clean living. It's just like the cars. Yeah, you can. I see you censoring a number of retorts to that.
I'm being a good boy.
It's just like the cars in Miami. You know, everybody looks younger. It's great to have you here, and it's nice. Nice to meet you.
It's great to be here.
And who haven't we said
Bobby.
Hello to? Bobby, might as well come up so we can. Say hello to you too.
Last but not least,
Bobby, whose name is here in front of me. He's a Pennington. He must be the brother
He's
of
my
a
little
Megan.
Brother, my little baby brother.
How old are you?
I'm 14.
And what's it like to be directed by your sister?
You know, it's a life
story.
It's different. I mean, growing up, I never looked at her as like a role model figure. Not like saying like that. Like I looked at her like my big sister. Me and her were friends, like not like a person who tells me what to do. It was always like we always hang out, we were doing things. Now she tells me what to do. I don't like it.
So you're going to need to come up with some sort of activity that you can direct her. And I mean, you could
teach me how to play Call of Duty.
I can teach you how to play sports.
Okay.
You should to really get at her, like, exactly. I was going to say coach a football team and make her play. Like, I sang in your choir, you've got to play on my team. Or
I'll teach her all my lineman skills.
Yeah. Volunteer for your fire department and, something.
Thanks very much.
Do you want to say hello to anybody like Cooper or Brittany? Or...
Hi, Cooper. No, I'll say hi to my parents and my grandparents. I hope they're listening because I told them what station this is.
Great.
I made them listen, but yeah.
Excellent. Well, thank you. And we've talked to all members of the Gold Tones Choir. We have about 20 minutes of radio time, lots of time for more music. What would you like to do next?
How about we jump ahead and start with our solos? I told the Gold Tones that if they wanted to, that they could have their own spotlight solo. So we're going to start with my co-director, Lucas Rosado, and he will be doing Piano Man with his harmonica, and I'm going to hustle through the guitar part, and we'll see how this works.
For those of you not past your mid-20s like Lucas, this was a song by Billy Joel.
It's all right. Age don't, means experience.
Don't worry, Luke. After the show, I'll make sure I help you cross the street.
He's getting mad.
This is why we're friends.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's 9 o'clock on Saturday. Regular crowd shuffles in. There's an old man sitting next to me, making love to his tonic and gin. He says, son, can you play me a memory? I'm not really sure how it goes, but it's sad and it's sweet and I knew it complete when I wore a younger man's clothes. Oh, la, la, dee, dee, da. La, la. At the bar is a friend of mine. He gets me my drinks for free. And he's quick with a joke or to light up your smoke. But there's some place that he'd rather be. Never had time for a wife. And he's talking with Davy, who's still in the Navy and probably will be for life. It's better.
It's a pretty good crowd for a Saturday, and the DJ here gives me a smile, 'cause he knows that it's us you'll be coming to see, to forget about life for a while. And the guitar, it sounds like a carnival, and the microphone smells like a pop. And they sit at the bar and put bread in my jar and say, man, what are you doing here? La 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 dee dee da. La la dee dee da da da. Oh, sing us a song, you're the piano man. Oh, sing us a song.
Nicely done, Luke. You sounded great.
Thank you very much.
And who's next on your cavalcade of stars here?
We are going to feature the one and only littlest baby of the Gold Tones, Lexi Sir.
Oh, Lexi, we already heard her solo.
Yeah,
she's a,
we love
the
Lexi.
Little girl with the big voice.
Girl with the
yes.
Big voice.
You
she
sounded
will
great,
be doing
Lexi.
Radioactive by Imagine Dragons.
Ooh.
With me on guitar again.
Hey, Lexi, I'm going to ask you to sort of bend, just angle that mic down towards you a little. Perfect. By the way, if you're just tuning in, these are members of the Gold Tone Choir. There's some additional members that aren't here, right?
Yeah, we have Asia Castillo, who cannot make it today, and Justin Lowe, who cannot make it today.
And they are primarily based in Millvale, students at Shaler or past students. And here comes Lexi, who is 13, if you don't mind my saying that.
You ready?
I'm waking up to ash and dust. I wipe my brow and I sweat my rust. I'm breathing in the chemicals. I'm breaking in, shaping up, and checking out on the prison bus. This is in the apocalypse. Whoa, I'm waking up. I feel it in my bones enough to make my system grow. Welcome to the new age, to the new age. Welcome to the new age. Revolution, I suppose. I'm painted red to fit right in. I'm breaking in, shaping up, and checking out on the prison bus. This is in the apocalypse. Whoa, I'm waking up. I feel it in my bones enough to make my system grow. Welcome to the new age. To the new age, welcome to the new age, to the new age. Whoa, 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 I'm radioactive, radioactive. Whoa, 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 I'm radioactive, radioactive. All systems go, the sun hasn't died. Deep in my bones, straight from inside, I'm waking up. I feel it in my bones enough to make my system grow. Welcome to the new age, to the new age. Welcome to the new age, to the new age. Whoa, 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 whoa. I'm radioactive,
Lexi has a great voice. You sound great. It's 10 before noon. I just want to keep us. We probably have about 8 minutes of radio time. I want you to fill it as best you can.
Yeah, we can do about two more songs.
Okay. Everybody sounds great. What do you want to do, Megan?
Let's do a Gold Tones vote. Do you want to do Wake Me Up with September Ends, or would you like to do Hold Me, Rock Me? You want to do the boys?
Yes.
All right. Let's feature our boys. Who knew that if I stepped outside for 5 minutes, the boys of the Gold Tones would actually come up with something mind-blowing? So here it is, the men of the Gold Tones Choir with Wake Me Up When September Ends by Green Day, with Dan McKenzie on guitar and January Urso as lead vocals.
Go ahead and steal my spot.
And when we're back, we'll make sure Megan tells you anything you need to know about the Gold Tones, like how to book them or contact them or join them, maybe.
Summer has come and passed, the innocent can never last. Wake me up when September ends. Like my father's come to pass, 7 years has gone so fast. Wake me up when September ends. Comes the rain again, falling from the stars, drenched in my pain again, becoming who we are. As my memory rests, but never forgets what I've lost, wake me up when September ends. Summer has come and passed, the innocent can never. Sin can never last.
wake me up when September ends. Like my father's come to pass, 20 years has gone so fast. Wake me up when September ends. Wake me up when September ends. Wake me up when September ends.
Now I can say the Gold Tones Choir. We'll fix that up in post, boys. Don't worry about that. You sounded great. I'm going to let you play us out while I thank our musicians from earlier today. It was great to catch up with Alberto Seawald and Devin Underwood. Great mix today from Gio Garcia. Robert Gray also putting in a little extra duty today. Thanks, as always, to Ricky Berger and to you. And how would you like to finish up?
I would like to finish out our show today.
Hang on, let's get your mic on.
Sure, that would
okay.
be helpful.
Yeah.
Try that. I would like to finish our show today with an original song that I wrote. It is entitled Show Me Love, with solos by myself and Lucas Rosado and the Gold Tones Choir accompanying. So
thank
without further
you.
Ado, Show Me Love, written by Megan Pennington.
And look for them, the Gold Tones Choir, on Facebook. Just search.
Gold Tones Choir, facebook.com/Gold Tones Choir. And if you want to book us, talk to us, whatever, you can contact me right through that page, and I'll get back to you ASAP.
Next week, the New Music Ensemble, members up, will be here with us. Thanks for being here with us this week on the Saturday Light Brigade. One more now from the Gold Tones Choir.
It was in that moment that I finally felt it. You allowed me to forget all of my fears and doubts. You made me feel oh so special. Showed me life on a new level. I couldn't ask for more. Well,
there's no reason.